الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وقال تعالى: وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, by way of introduction, last night also I said, don't take Maulana Ahmad too seriously. This is his muhabbat he's got. And a person in muhabbat will say everything. A person who's got green color eye, glasses tinted, he'll see everything green. Person who'll see he got blue, he'll see everything blue. So Maulana has got, and muhabbat for his ustad, for the ulama, is a very great thing. These are his good qualities, that's why he sees good. And we are all such, if we got good in us, we will see good in other people. If we got bad in us, we always will see bad in other people. May Allah grant us to have good in us. And we will see good in other people. And Allah loves that. And to have bad and to see the bad in other people always. One person, very long ago, went to the Markaz in Nizamuddin. He was a tourist. He didn't go for a reformation, to benefit, to change his life. He was a tourist. And a tourist who lives in five-star hotel, who lives in like that. Now when he came to Markaz, he didn't get five-star hotel treatment there. Oh, Markaz is not meant for that. You look for something where it is and how can you get it? So he became very negative of everything. Programs are till too late. There isn't all the shining and glitter and glamour of a five-star hotel. You're not going to get that in Markaz. It's not meant for all that. Anyway, after this, with this attitude, he went to Bhopal. And there was a great buzurg. He went and complained about the Markaz. He said, Markaz is like this and Markaz is like that. It was Allah wala, great buzurg. He heard him for a little while. Then he put his head down and he told him, a pig, even if it goes in a beautiful garden, it won't see the roses, it won't see the waterfalls, it won't see the beautiful flowers, daffodils, Ratkirani, it won't smell anything of that. But some dirt, somebody buried it in the ground somewhere in the corner, it will go and dig it out. And it will spread it everywhere. Then he got his message. So a person who is like that, Allah save us from that. Some people are such, only find fault. Everyone fault. And then not only find the fault, spread it everywhere. Fortunate are those people who see good and they spread the good. They are those people. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if you want good to spread in the world, talk about the good. And if you want good, bad to die, kill, bury the death. Don't go and talk about the bad. This people are doing, people are like this, people. Then you are spreading the evil. Talk about the good. Be a positive person. Also, psychologically it is, if there is half, this glass got half water, half a glass water. A person who is positive, you ask him how much water in here, he'll say half a glass. A person who is negative will say it's half empty. He'll see the negative thing, the emptiness. A positive person will see that it's full, half full. So any person, he got one good quality, the Quran Sharif says, what your wife, if you find some fault in her, then look at not what good she has got, what good Allah has kept in her. And every person, Allah has kept a lot of good in a person. So how many of us, we only see the wrong in our wives. And that's why jagra, fitna, trouble, fighting, shouting, screaming all the time in the house. If we just look at the good, you yourself will feel nice. You'll feel happy. And by the barakat of that, Allah will remove the wrong also. So may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be amongst those people who see good in other people. The second thing, mashallah, the warmth and the welcome, the brothers of Northern Natal, all the towns we have always come, and today also always we see, mashallah, whether it's Falkirk, Dundee, Freyheit, yeah, now today, Den House, wherever, always, Allah reward. And on the basis of need, we didn't come here to play some soccer tournament. We didn't come here to give a lecture on engineering or something. We came here for the sake of deen. And you are hosting us, welcoming us. The warmth you are giving us is for the sake of deen. May Allah make the basis for deen to spread. Make this masjid, every masjid of ours, to make deen spread in the whole world till the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. Thirdly, our Shaykh, Hadrat Maulana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah, should always say, before every bayan, make muzakara, discuss one sunnat of Hadrat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For sunnats are the life wire of this ummah. To give you one example of the beauty, the benefit, the enjoyment, the importance of sunnat, if a person travels anywhere in the world, locally, abroad, and for example, he sees a nice pair of ladies' shoes, nice ladies' handbag, ladies' dress, and he feels, if my wife wears this, she looks so nice, I'll be so happy. He buys it, brings it home, he gives it to her. When she wears it, he feels nice now, how nice she's looking. So what Allah liked the best for the ummah, Allah gave it to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now whoever will adopt that, Allah will love that person. And this is necessary in the Quran. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you love Allah or you want the love of Allah, the method of it, فَاتَّبِعُونِ, following the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What will happen in return? يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah will love you. And to get the love of Allah Ta'ala, love is a thing, every person is hungry and thirsty for love. And whoever gives you love, you become a slave of that person. Allah will love you. What have we got in us that Allah can love us? We are so bad, we know how bad we are. We know how down we are. Our thoughts are filthy. Our minds, our hearts are filthy. But why will Allah love us? Just because of Allah loves the sunnah so much that in spite of the fact you are filthy, dirty person, your mind is filthy, but you got connection of sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah declares in the Quran Sharif, he will love you. And on love a person does anything. For in love a person, miracles come in the world on account of love. Love is such a thing. And Allah will love you. May Allah Ta'ala bless us to follow the sunnats. One sunnat that comes to mind, and it is so simple, and we are doing it, but just do it in the sunnah pattern. What is that? When we make salam in namaz, I won't go through the whole procedure, it will take little time, but just one point of salam, there are quite a few points. And from here also, let us understand, the more we keep contact with ulama, with buzurgani deen, the more we will learn our deen. For example, see this point I'm going to mention, and then out of sincerity ask yourself, that many of us are regular with our namazes, not only for a sunnat, wajib, nafil also, but are we practicing on this or not? And what is that when we make salam, to who are we making salam? We know it all. But when we make salam, is our niyat there or not? Not long ago, we were in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and there was a program for the ulama. Then it was upstairs of the masjid on top. So we all walked up the stairs, we came there, we sat down for the program. So I asked them that when you're walking upwards, what is it sunnah to read? All know. But I asked them who read? All kept quiet. We know, but amal is not there. And that is all what tasawwuf is. What we know, to put it into practice. That is all. Tasawwuf is, as Maulana said, not to fly in the air. Mosquito also flies in the air. A fly also flies in the air. If that is karamat to fly in the air, then you should go to mosquito and say, Hazrat Wala Buzurga, make me bayat. What a big buzurg you are, you fly in the air. That is no buzurgi to fly in the air. To walk on water, a fish also swims in the water. And how it swims also. We will never reach that. You'll never swim like a fish. How the fish swims in the water, Allahu Akbar. We won't reach. So then become bayat to a fish. And a dolphin, what and what doesn't it do? When become bad to it, that is not. Sunnat is al-istiqamat. Al-istiqamatu fawka alfa karama. To istiqamat on deen, on sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what is karamat. So to know everyone, all of us sitting here, people in Denhauser, how many there are Muslims who are not here? Who doesn't know five times namaz is for us? How many of us are making five times namaz? That is all what the soul, what you know, put it into practice. Who of us doesn't know that every day we should be reading Quran Sharif, read Yasin Sharif? How many of us are reading? How many of all of us know Juma, read more Durood Sharif? How many of us read? So that is all what the soul, what you know, to put it into. And when you do that, Allah will teach you. You'll get more knowledge directly from Allah Ta'ala. And then your knowledge will increase and you'll make amal on that. Allah will give you even more knowledge. So when we make salam, the malaika, yeah, kiram and katibin. So we should make salam and make their niyat. We don't make their niyat. Ask ourselves sincerely. How many of us now we made Isha? For us, we made sunnats also, we made witr also. How many of us ask ourselves, did I make the niyat of the farishtas here? We just made salam, finish. So that is why we don't get that benefit. And when we make niyat of the farishtas, there are two great benefits we will get. One is that alim-e ghayb, the unseen world, the life of the qabr, of Jannah, Jahannam, which is a reality. By making niyat of these farishtas, who are also in ghaib, we don't see them, but they are here, 100%. By making your niyat that alim-e ghaib, that world which we cannot see, Allah will bring it in front of you. As you make your niyat of the farishtas and your yaqeen comes that you are making niyat to the farishtas here. And when we make salam also, look on your shoulders. Some of us, when we make salam, we go even little front and we look that side. That who came today for Fajr, who's not here. Who's here for Isha, that's not our job. But who we had to make salam to, we're not making salam for them. And we're looking there. Also, when we make salam and we move little like this, just like how many of us when we drive and we turn to the right, we also turn like this. The driver, you don't have to turn. You turn the steering. And when we go left, we also turn like this. No, you must remain on your place. Same way, when we give adhan also, when we make salam also, keep your chest towards Qibla. Turn your head, even in adhan, even when we make salam. When we're driving sometimes, and we took a chance to overtake, and there's a narrow gap, and we move front, as if the car will go forward also. By us moving front, the car is not going to go front. Put more pressure on the accelerator, if you have to, you've got a narrow gap. And sometimes you have to brake, we go back. So that's not going to help. So when we make salam also, you remain towards Qibla. Keep your shoulder. We don't move your shoulder. Some of us when we make salam also, we move our shoulders front. No, you move your head. The head. And according to physiotherapists, the best exercise for the heart is the moving of the head like that. But proper. When we make salam, don't just make little like this. It's a sign of pride also. Just assalamu alaikum. Like when you make salam with somebody, you got no care for the assalamu alaikum. He's like a nothing. No, never like that. With proper, turn your head fully towards the farishtas here. And the neck here, where all the nerves are running. This is a great, great exercise. Our namaz is not for exercise. Our deen is not for dunya. But it just comes in by the way, all these benefits. And when we make this side salam again make salam to the farishtas here. So this is, so one great benefit, the akhirat will come. And then we will start working for akhirat. At the moment, the akhirat is not in front of us, dunya. So we're working for dunya, morning to night, day in and day out, we're working for dunya. When we start, so to say, actually seeing akhirat, with the eyes of our heart, we will see akhirat. We'll see the life of the qabr. We will see jannat and jahannam, the day of qiyamah. Then we'll start automatically working for that. This, and then the other great benefit is by making salam and making the niyat of the farishtas and having that yaqeen and making niyat to the farishtas. There are two systems that are working at this moment in the world. One is our system which we are seeing. I'm hungry, I eat food, my stomach gets full. I need money to pay my rental, to pay my, buy my groceries, all that. I go and work, I open a shop, I earn, I see to all my needs. One system of this world. I want to go from here to Newcastle, I sit in the car and I go, the car takes me. And there is another system which supersedes and superimposes on this system. That is the system of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah's system is over this system. And until in Allah's system it is not, you're going to reach a new castle. You can, your tank is full. Your everything is right. How many times it has happened to people? You get stuck. You just don't know. You phone the AA or you phone a friend. When they come there, suddenly there are nothing wrong. The car starts. It is Allah's system that is working. You got your, you made your booking for Umrah. You got your visa, everything. Your arrangement to go to the airport. If in Allah's system you are not going, nothing will work. You come to the airport, you checked in, you are about to board the plane. They will announce technical fault. The plane cannot fly today. Or anything else, on the way, you meet up with a puncture. You got so late. Or not, nothing wrong with you. Road works. Or may Allah save us, somebody else's big accident. And the road is closed. 2 hours you are delayed. You miss your flight. So nothing is in our hands. So when we'll make niyat of the farishtas, that other system of Allah will come into us. Then a person, whatever he does, automatically, inshallah, will come on his tongue. Otherwise, what is our system? One person was going to buy a horse in those days, in our time, going to buy a car. A friend met him on the way, where are you going? Buying a horse. Say inshallah, what's the need of inshallah? Now, enough horses there in the market, and I got money in my pocket, I'll choose my horse, I'll buy my horse. Okay, if that is how you think and your attitude, go. He went, he chose a beautiful horse, made the price, bargained everything. Now he put his hand in his pocket. Pickpockets stole his money. Now he no money, he can't buy the horse. He's coming back without the horse. The friend met him again. What happened? You were going to buy the horse? Inshallah, I was going to buy. Inshallah, lot horses there in the market. Inshallah, money in my pocket, etc. Now all the inshallah. So, inshallah is a sign of the iman. How many people? 5 minutes away from home, phone home, keep supper ready. We are coming in 5 minutes. No inshallah. Next day in the mortuary. In the 5 minutes, instead of reaching home, gone to the mortuary, gone to hospital, whatever. So inshallah, mashallah. Mashallah is such an important thing. Any namat of yours you see, about deen, about dunya, your business, your car, you every day you're making your 5 times namaz to yourself. If you say the whole ayat, even better. Mashallah. La quwwata illa billah, ayat of Surah Kahf. If you read this, then Allah will always keep that ni'mat with you. It won't be taken away. But we don't read whatever we have got. In fact, we ascribe it to ourselves. I worked hard and I did this. Today I got this. No, mashallah. And another great thing, no matter what work you do, Allah take the greatest work of deen, anything for you. You build 20 masjids, you build 200 Darul Ulooms, whatever. say Alhamdulillah alladhi bihi tatimmu salihah. Only by your fazal Allah. Pride will never come in. The whole world can praise you, can shout at the top of their voices your praises, and everyone, but no pride. That, ya Allah, you made it. It's your fazal, nothing of mine. So this sunnah, try and make it alive. Whenever we make salam, make niyat of the farishtas. Always, both sides, kiram and katibin, they are sitting. Both sides, and make their niyat, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. The ayats of the Quran Sharif I read, we all understood. They are in the praises of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we have not sent you, or we have only sent you as a mercy, not to the Muslims, not to the people, لِلْعَالَمِينَ, for all the realms, for everyone, the animal kingdom, the farishtas, the heavens, the earth, for all. Allah made Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rahmate mujassam, a complete mercy. It comes in the hadith sharif, لَوْلَاكَ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقِ. It did not been for you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I should have not created the creation. Agar Muhammad nahi hote, to kuch bhi nahi hota. If it wasn't for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there should be nothing in the world. Allah loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah, in his sadqa, he may think, my eyes are in the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brains, my existence, every, this masjid, everything is because of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi says that the sand which is touching the kafan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that sand is more superior by Allah than the arsh of Allah, more superior than Kaaba Sharif. So when we go and read salatu salam, we are more or less about 8-10 meters away from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. All that sand, imagine what barakat is in that sand. That place that I'm standing, and that ground is touching, that ground which is touching the body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What great barakat is in there. So high Allah has made the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the other ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Not that you have got good character, you are the owner of good character. So in our language, Allah gave the franchise of good character to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyone who wants good character, the only place you can find it is at the threshold, the teachings, the lifestyle, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what is good character. For example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best amongst you is he who treats his wives the best. And I treat my wives the best. Who could treat their wives better than anyone? And so a person, and the ulama, mashayikh, ahlullah have written that a person might have some deeny weakness in his life. But if he keeps his wife in such a way that she is happy with him, there is no doubt that he is a wali of Allah. But to achieve that your wife is happy and she tells you, I'm happy with you, no doubt you're a wali of Allah Ta'ala. Because a wife praises her husband only two times in her life. When is that? One is before marriage and the other is after you die. In between, you must forget that she's going to praise you. Before marriage, she tells all her friends, my fiancé is like this, and he's like that, and he's got this degree, and he's like that. And then, during marriage, 1-2 days, 1-2 weeks is alright. But after that, you just whole day, one old lady, all the time telling her husband to move barbar kara karo, shouting, screaming all the time. And he tells her to kaklat kara kare. You cackling all the time. So after that problem start. And after death, then again, then she will praise you again. Oh, my husband was like this. My husband was like that. My one auntie, they were about 80 years old. Both of them passed away a few years ago now. She phoned me many times that your uncle, old people, is troubling me too much, is giving me problems, etc. Now we small fry, small children, and big people, what are we going to do? But she phoned so much, then I took Appa, we went. And she started complaining, your uncle is like this, and he's like that, and he does this, and he does that. Now, where are we going to tell? Uncle is like my father, he's big. So I told, we'll make dua, I'll try and tell him, etc. We went away. After 2 months, my uncle passed away. So we went again to pay our condolences to Asia. Then she told me in Afrikaans, in our Afrikaans language, that Abdul Hamid, you know what? Your uncle, I was married for him 60 years. Not one day he even gave me so much trouble. 2 months ago, her list wasn't getting finished. That how much problems. Now, after he's passed away, she said he never even gave me so much problem. So if your wife is not praising you, etc., don't worry. After you die, she's depositing it all. Then she'll take it out from the deposit box and then she will praise you. So anyway, so the akhlaq a person must have. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, great buzur. He gave such a beautiful example. He says we all drink tea. But he says take 4 lessons from drinking tea. The first lesson, that this tea, before it became tea, it was water. Name was water. And the color of water, clear, you can see it through water. And then the water, when you drink, it cools you down. And then water is free of charge. You give one another free water. But the same water, just about 2-3 minutes, it stayed in the company of tea leaves, sohbat. Of the tea leaves, now its name changed. Now you don't say water, now you say tea. Now the color changed. It was clear, now it became black. Now the price changed. Tea, you must pay 10 rand a cup, whatever it cost. The effect change. Water cools you down, tea picks you up. So that it became black now when it was white. Why is this? This is just like a person till he did not become bayat to a sheikh. That means he wasn't worried about his Islam, reformation, correcting his life, not only outwardly, but inwardly, the heart also. Outward actions also, and inward qualities also. He wasn't concerned, and he just, anything, he think, I'm a big buzur. I'm like this. Just little, he gave some charity, he made 2 rakats extra namaz or something. He think, nobody like me. I'm the Junaid of the time. I'm the Shibli of the time. He thinks I'm big. But when he becomes bayat to a sheikh, and seriously, now when he listens to the sheikh, he realizes I haven't got ikhlas. All what I was doing was without sincerity. And without sincerity, all amal. There is no value to it. He realizes now that my istinja also was not correct. I was making all my namazes, my istinja wasn't. Now he realizes I'm actually black. I thought I'm so white and clear. But now he realizes when he came in the company of some Allah wala, one Hafizah who was Imam for 30 years. And when he went to a buzurg, then he realized. For 30 years he was Imam. And in his dua, in his witr namaz and dua qunut, he was reading, the correct words are, وَنَشْكُرُكَ وَلَا نَكْفُرُكَ. We make your shukr, O Allah. We don't make kufr with you. We are not unthankful to you. But the la, the no, he was putting it the wrong place. He was reading, la نَشْكُرُكَ وَنَكْفُرُكَ. We don't make your shukr and we make kufr with you. Now when he came in the company, he thought, I'm clear, I'm Imam 30 years, what is my position? But now he realized I was reading upside down completely. One person, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, has written this. Like a pious buzurg living in a cave somewhere. One person thought, oh great buzurg, let me go and stay in his company. When he went there, he saw after a few days that this buzurg has got something in his nose. Nose is blocked, he put something. Asked him, what is this? He says, my nafs told me, smell some itar. Nice itar, which is sunnat. And we are encouraged to use itar. But without knowledge and without guidance, see how wrong a person can go. So, and he say, we are taught that you must punish your nafs. You must go against your nafs, but you must learn. So he say, my stool, excreta. I told my nafs, you want to smell sweet, I will let you smell. And he took his stool and he put it in his nose. So that person told him, Hazrat, then your namazas also are not made. Your wuzu is not made. You got this napaki najis in your nose like this. So until we don't come in the company of Ahlullah, how many things we want to treat ourselves, make our own medicine. And we don't know. One friend of ours, now 2 friends, they became so conscious that you mustn't look at other women. Now so much so in the house, when they're walking, they put their hands like this, that from the side also they mustn't see. Now Sharia don't want all that. That is not we are commanded. That Sharia told that just cast your gazes down. That don't look around. Guard your heart. keep your heart clean. So when we don't have somebody to guide us, on our own, we'll do so many wrong things and we're thinking we're doing the right thing. So now, but the condition is that tea leaves must be in hot water. If you put tea leaves in cold water, nothing will happen. No tea is going to be made. Nice, hot, boiling water. That means what you share, have a good, hot relationship. Have a real, living relationship. You became bad, no contact with your sheikh, never any contact, you don't go to his majlis, you don't listen to his talks, no phone, no nothing, cold contact, nothing will happen. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes that you got married, the husband is in Delhi, the wife is in Bombay, and you're making dua, tahajjudan, Ya Allah, give me children, Ya Allah, give me children. No, you have contact. 1 minute's contact, nice, hot, proper contact. Inshallah, in 9 months you'll get results. But no contact, how are you going to get results? So with your sheikh also, have a living relationship. Then you will get the results and the contact. Now that the water became black now, tea it became. Now the sheikh will make effort that what his ibadat, his amal must come right. Namaz 5 times, tilawat, zikr, all those things come right. So now he's pouring the milk there inside. Now the tea became white. But the tea you don't enjoy it still. It must have sugar. Now the sheikh will fix up your akhlaq, your character also. Treat your wife nicely. Stay with your friends, your family people, the community. Don't fight and shout and always causing problems everywhere. Stay nicely. So he fixes up the akhlaq. So he puts the sugar. But just putting the sugar, the tea is not going to become sweet. You must stir it also. And to stir it, a straw or a stick was not going to help. You need a spoon. And when you stir it with a spoon, then you get that sounds like a panel beater when he's knocking on the car and taking out all the dents, and he's making a reconditioned new car now. Hey, not Japanese recondition, but now this is Allah recondition. Hey, you are like a car comes in an accident, sometimes like a sardine tin. Sometimes they even say a write-off, but by Allah, nobody is ever a write-off. You can be worse than a sardine tin flat, bad in your condition, your akhlaq, worst gunas. But when you turn to Allah, Allah will make you shine in the world again. And so many examples in the history of Islam, in today's time, so many example. People that were so wrong, etc., their lives. But when they made this correct contact, they became guides of other people. Like a poet says of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kya nazar thi jisne murda ko masiha kar diya. What was the nazar of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his dua, his effort, that those people who were dead, who were like animals, the Sahaba before the advent of Islam, they became the guides of other people. People who were dead gave life to the dead. Hey, this was the sohbet of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now, when that spoon, the muamalat, your business dealings, he will fix up also. Many of us, as far as ibadat, we are tops. But business dealings, we draw people, do them down. We take loans, we never talk about paying back. We take what is called in Sharia, qarz-e hasana. What is qarz-e hasana? That you take a loan from somebody on this condition that as long as I live, I'm responsible to pay you. If I happen to die, maaf. If I couldn't pay you, I make my effort. And I couldn't pay you, and then it's maaf. So he agrees, that person also, that qarz-e hasana he gives you. So this is qarz-e hasana. But somebody of us, how many people think that it is qarz-e hasana? Hasna means to laugh. So whenever he asks you, where's my money? And then you just laugh it off. You don't pay him. You say, it's qarz-e hasna. You must just laugh it off. You're going for holiday. You're going resorts. You're spending 20,000, 30,000 on a holiday. You're going umrah. Very good, mashallah, umrah. But you're not fulfilling your faras. And when he asks you for the money, you just laugh it off. So it's not qarz-e hasna. It's qarz-e hasana. And another very important point here, one alim told me, no, not alim, doctor. He was in Mina. And Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahab was also there. So he knew he's a great buzurg. So he was sitting with some murids of his ulama. So he also kept in. Let me also benefit here. So there, Maulana asked each alim, great alims, How many hajj you made? How many hajj you made? 5, 6, 7, whatever it was. Then Maulana asked them, who of you corrected your Quran Sharif reading? You were tajweed, with makharij proper. One or two only did it. So then Maulana explained, to make hajj nafil, hajj very good, to make umrah very good. But what are your more important things, paid? Priorities must come in order. Today our priorities are not in order. I like to make umrah, every year umrah. But no beard also, never think of keeping a sunnat beard also. My Quran Sharif reading, is it the tajweed, is it correct or not? Allahu Akbar. How important this is. For example, there are two alphabets which are very close. Qalb, qaf, and kalb, a kaf. So, one old lady, she had a parrot. And the parrot every day should make this dua. If somebody taught it this words, Allah kare, ye buriya mar jave. Allah make that this old lady must die. So she said, hey, bad dua, man. Hey, bad dua. Every day she's the parrot making dua, I must die. So she went and buy another parrot. And she gave it to Imam Sahib, Maulana. Maulana, teach this parrot some nice words, man. Maulana saw there is a pious lady. She gets up to hajjud. She makes lot dua. So the Maulana taught the parrot to say, Ameen. So the parrot came. Now the first parrot should make dua. Allah kare ye buriya mar jaye. The second parrot, Ameen. So he said, oh, it became worse now. The second. So she brought again another parrot. And she took it to Mufti Sahib. And told Mufti Sahib, please teach this parrot some dua. So the Mufti Sahib also saw pious lady. She makes her namazes, tilawat, tahajjud. Must be making lot dua. He taught the parrot, Summa Ameen. Now the first parrot was making dua. Allah kare ye buriya mar jaye. This old lady must die. One parrot, Ameen. Another parrot, Summa Ameen. She said, ab mera gharak ho gaya. Finish now. Everything destroyed. So like that, Imam Sahib, for example, makes dua. Allahumma inni, if our makharij is not right. Inni as'aluka. He want to say qalban, but he say qalban khashya. A heart that is frightened. But what he says? A frightened dog. What you going to do with a frightened dog? You feeding the dog, no securities. The dog is frightened. And then somebody saying Ameen, somebody else saying Summa Ameen, and all getting frightened dogs. So our makharij is very important, and to correct that. So anyway, now the sheikh, he makes your muamalat also. Now what they say in Urdu, sachti, lapsos, labdos, labarez, nice hot cup of tea, nice sweet tea, nice full cup of tea, and such tea, har roz. Every day I want such tea. So a person who will go through this process, he will become har dil aziz. Everyone will love him. Even the wife will show that I love you. You are treating me so well. You're such a good husband. But when we go through this process, and wallah, I say without exaggeration, our house life in this world will become a life of jannat. What we dreaming and looking at for hoors, and we want to get married for hoors, and we're waiting for some hoor to come. No, you don't have to wait. Your wife, Allah will make a hoor. Your life will become, if we bring akhlaq in Nabawi, we bring the sunnats of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the akhlaq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the teachings of the Quran Sharif, and what beautiful teachings. Itfa' billati hiya ahsan, fa'idha alladhi baynaka wa baynahu adawatun ka'annahu waliyun hamim. All these qualities that Allah Ta'ala, what is the ayat when you become angry, then you must forgive? Wal kadhimin al ghayd. When this quality, wal afina anin nas, wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. When these qualities will come in us, then see what it will happen. So Nabi sallallahu, and then the Quran has explained what the high position of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, how much they were engaged in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because we don't know when ash'ar are rendered, we feel, oh, the way, from where this comes now? All this sing-song and this musical things in the masjid, ash'ar, poems in the praises of Islam, in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded Hadrat Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala, his sahabi, sit on the minbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting down and say the praises of Allah's Rasul, of Islam, etc. On one occasion he says, "Wa ahsanu minka lam tara qattu ayni," more beautiful than you, my eye hasn't seen anyone. "Wa ajmalu minka lam talidin nisa," no woman has ever given birth to anyone as beautiful as you. "Khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli 'aybin," Allah created you free of every fault, outward fault, inward fault. If we look in the mirror, sometimes we might feel my nose is too big, or it's too flat, or it's too long, or my lips are too thick or too thin, my ears are too big or small, whatever it may be, my complexion. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made free. "Ka'annaka khuliqta kama tasha," as though how you wanted to be made, Allah made you like. How beautiful was not Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, sitting with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the 14th full moon, the beauty of the 14th full moon. The Sahabi says, "I looked at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I looked at the moon. I looked at the moon, I looked at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I couldn't decide still who is more beautiful. Then I realized that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is even more beautiful than the 14th full moon. The Hazrat Hassan ibn Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "Ma madahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati," I haven't praised Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by my words, "walakin madahtu maqalati bimuhammadi," but I praised my words, I got praises. Oh, what a nizam you sang, what beautiful words. It's the barakat of Nabi sallallahu, not my words. What was the position of Nabi sallallahu? Then, for example, how many ulama, buzurgani deen, the ashikin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what beautiful poems they've said in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat, the author of Qasida Burda Sharif, Allama Busayri rahmatullah alayh, how beautiful. "Faqan nabiyyina fi khalqin wa fi khuluqin," Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam surpassed all the anbiya. The most beautiful, perfect creation of Allah, of the world, are the anbiya. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imamul anbiya, he surpassed all by great and far length. "Faqan nabiyyina fi khalqin wa fi khuluqin wa lam yudanuhu fi ilmin wala karami," and they couldn't come anywhere near Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any quality whatsoever. Today, races, the Olympic races for example, are won by split seconds. By a hundredth of a second, the race is won. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam won the race of akhlaq, of good character, of knowledge, of all goodness. He won the anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam in such a way that he was at the weaning post. They were not to be seen on the horizon still also. They were not to be seen anywhere. That is our Nabi. What a position Allah gave him. And how many others? Allahu Akbar. Maulana Qasim Nanotwi rahmatullahi alayhi, Qasimul Ulum wal Khairat says, "Sari dunya ki kamalat ek tujh mein hai, aur tere kamalat kisi mein nahi magar do char." The whole world's beautiful qualities are all in you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And your qualities is in nobody, but just here and there somebody got some quality. And we say, "Oh, what a great buzurg," just because he got one bit of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's qualities. So what was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh was known for his great piety, but always there are people who are jealous, enemies also. So one person, he didn't want to accept, he wanted to test Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. So he came one day when Imam Abu Hanifa and anyone who has done deen's work, for example, from tahajjud you are up till now fajr, ishraq, now you are teaching another 4 hours, normally the process in Darulum, another 4 hours you taught. After that your computer switches off, you are exhausted, you can't even talk with somebody. Imam sahab finished all his duties, now he went to the upstairs part of his house, took off his clothes to rest now, and you look forward to that rest, you want to just hit the pillow now, you are totally exhausted. Somebody knocked at the door at the bottom. Imam sahab put his kurta on again, came down, opened the door. "What is it?" He sound to ask him, "Masala." "No problem. What's your masala?" "Oh, I forgot, man." "Okay, no problem. When you remember, then you ask me." Imam sahab walks up again, takes off his kurta again, now exhausted. Your computer don't want to work, it's finished. And now you just want to rest. Knock, 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 knock. comes down again, put on his kutta, what's wrong? He said, I remember that. Okay. What is it? Again it's gone from my head. I forgot again. He said, okay, no problem. When you remember, then you ask me again. Third time, same thing like that. Then after the third time, now imagine anyone, I can say I got good akhlaq. At a time like this, what will be my, to any one of us? Hey, perhaps how will swear that person? What will tell that person? Then he said, I remembered. Oh yeah, what is it? And what a question he asked. That stool, excreta, is it sweet or is it sour butter? So Imam Sahib Rahmatullah Ali calmly told him, when it's wet, it is sweet. And when it dries up, then it is bitter. So he said, did you taste it? So what Imam Sahib Rahmatullah, cool and calm, say, no, I never tasted it. But I see that when it is wet, flies sit on it. And flies sit on sweet things. And when it's dry, flies don't sit on it. That shows now it's bitter. So he said, I didn't want to ask anything. I heard you are very tolerant, which is a great quality. And I just wanted to test your tolerance. And today I've seen with my eyes how tolerant you are. At the same token, let us think with our wives, how tolerant are we? Any small thing, and we just go off at a tangent. And we shouting, and we swearing. And what words don't we blurt out? And Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi, I was saying this, what a quality. But it's a millionth of a billionth of a trillionth of the qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can we imagine who our Nabi was? When one, Sare dunya ke kamalat ek tujhme hai, tere kamalat kisi mein nahi, magar do char. What was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If one ummati today, any of our buzurgs, like Maulana Ahmad was saying, anyone, oh what a great, what qualities. This is nothing, not even a tip of the iceberg, not even a speck of the mountain of what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that was our Nabi. That is one side of the coin. And I'll finish off now. The bayan is coming now. So don't think now, this was just the introduction. But for a wedding, we prepare 6 months before time. And the wedding is over in 2 hours. So don't get excited, it will get finished now. The preparation takes long to do, but the presentation takes a short while. So that is one side of the coin. Let us keep in our mind how great our Nabi is, who our Nabi is. On the other hand, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will mention 7 rights that we have to fulfill of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is our duty, such a great Nabi. And not only 7 rights, how many? But I'll mention 7. One is Iman bi Rasul. What does that mean? Our Iman that Muhammad ibn Abdullah is the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. That is one. Second, his Khatamun Nabiyyin. He is the seal of the prophets. No other Nabi in any way can come. No Buruji, no Zilli, no any type of Nabi can come. He is the last and the final. In fact, that yaqeen must be so much. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says, if somebody claims today any false Nabi, if he claims I'm a Nabi, and you ask him, what is your proof? Only so much you ask him, you lose your Iman. No. In other words, there must be no question. It's not objective. That we'll think about the matter. We'll see what you're put. No, there is no question. The seal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the last and the final of the Anbiya. Another aspect of Iman bi Rasul, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought that lifestyle which Allah loves. And that is what I must bring in my life. There is no other lifestyle. It can be of the East, it can be of the West, it can be of the past, it can be of the present or the future. No, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought, my Iman must be. If I'm weak, I can't follow on the sunnah, I must accept my weakness. But my Iman is, that is the lifestyle. That is the cherry on the top. That is khitamuhu misk, the final, the beauty. That is the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very briefly I'll make it. Each one needs a lot of explanation. The second right of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, muhabbat-e Rasul, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that must be so much that we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Think of it carefully. I must also think, not only talk. The love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be more than what you love yourself. more than what you love your parents, more than what you love any person in the world or anything in the world, is that love in our hearts. We hardly think of who you love, you think of your beloved. We hardly think of Nabi. In namaz we read Salah, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan Nabi, but we don't think of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We don't read one durood also. And today Jummah has started from Maghrib, and a special ibadat of Jummah is durood sharif. Ask ourselves, how much durood sharif do we read? So the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that must be, we have to cultivate this love. And for that also, sit in the company of those people who have love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then it will rub off onto us. Read kitabs on seerah, on the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this love must be such. One great buzurg was genuine, true buzurg. But sometimes everyone makes a mistake. It came out of his tongue one day that I also love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How the Sahaba loved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we cannot imagine how the Sahaba loved Nabi. So Allah loved him, he was a buzurg. So Allah wanted to correct him. So at night he sees a dream that there is a horse and cart going. At the back there are four Sahaba radiallahu anhu sitting, and he's sitting with them, he's the fifth. In the front, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting. And this horse and cart goes on a decline which is rocky and stony. And then somebody shouts and says, this horse and cart is in danger, it's going out of control. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life is in danger. So immediately he said, I thought I must get four boulders, rocks, and put it by each wheel to stop the cart, that the cart cannot move forward. He said, I thought, how long does it take to think? While I was thinking, the four Sahaba didn't go and find rocks. They put their own lives at the four wheels. Then he realized, we cannot even imagine or dream of the love the Sahaba Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the occasion of the battle of Badr, there isn't time to go in the details, but it was a very awkward, difficult situation. The Sahaba were not prepared for battle. They went for something else. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now we must go for battle. The opposite enemy, 1,000 people, more than 1,000, Sahaba less than 300. They all came properly prepared for war. Sahaba didn't go for war. They hardly had a few swords. They hardly had a few animals. Very ill-equipped. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we must go and fight. So many of the Sahaba also felt hesitant. Hazrat Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the bayan he gave at that time, he said, oh Allah's Nabi, if you tell us to jump from the top of the mountain down, we are ready. If you tell us to jump into the sea, we are ready. You tell us and we will do it. Today we can't keep one sunnah beard. Today topi is a problem for us. Kurta is a problem for us. But we say we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-muhib, limay yuhib muti'un. A lover who he loves, he's obedient to his, he imitates, and we prove it. Look at our children. Once we were in England, we were leaving, it was the last night, we were hosted by an optician. And at that time, some soccer players scored a goal and they won the match or the cup final or whatever it might be. And that player, he wore a certain type of sunglasses. And those sunglasses were selling that time for £50 in England. He says, I had about 10 pairs, I sold them at £500. And I ran short. He said, if I had more, I could sell them at £1,000. Why? The love for that soccer player. Can't we have love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What the soccer player is going to help you in your qabr? What is going to help you on Qiyamah Day? What is going to help you in this dunya? But we give our lives. We are proud to wear Nike. And what is Nike? Pronounce it Nike or pronounce it Nike. The word N-I-K-E or the tick. Nike is a Greek goddess of victory. It's just like a Hindu, the idols. Will anyone wear a Hindu idol on his clothes? Will anywhere the picture of Isa al-Islam on the cross? We won't. Or just a cross also. Who will put a chain with a cross? A Muslim. Out of the question. Nike is exactly the same. But they camouflaged it. We don't know about it. And we're making namaz with clothes of Nike. Our sandals got the Nike on it. We must avoid all this. And that's why sportsmen use more Nike. Because according to them, it's that goddess, female god, that will give you success. You'll win in your match, etc. That's why they wear it. May Allah save us. And become conscious. We are not conscious of our deen today. We know about dunya so much. Hey, that this company cell phone so much cheaper, the calls are, that company so expensive, this, all the details of everything. But our deen, so glaring things, and we are not aware. So love of Nabi sallallahu. And this love is not just like a love, how you love your wife, you speak anyhow to her, she speaks anyhow to you, your friends, you talk to one another anyhow you speak. No, this love with azmat, with the greatest of respect and honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If a person likes to make jokes, there are a million things to make jokes about. Never make any joke about deen, and worse about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A famous saying is, interfere with the lioness, don't interfere with the baby of the lioness. So with Nabi sallallahu, Allah loves Nabi sallallahu, don't even harbor any bad thought about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Keep your mind also pure, never speak anything about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam which is disrespectful in any way. Allah gave me tawfiq, whenever I make bayan, one dua I make before that, oh Allah save me from saying words of disrespect. Sometimes we think we are talking good things, but actually we are showing disrespect. Be adabi, kustakhi we are making, and we don't realize. And I say I'm making bayan, I think I wrote a big kitab, but maybe some words that, for example, we use the word prophet for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet, according to Oxford Dictionary, go and check up, means a fortune teller. Now to call our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam a